International real estate investing secrets on this episode of Unlock Your Wealth TV, your life fully invested. Welcome to Unlock Your Wealth Today, your life fully invested. I'm your purveyor of prosperity and host, Heather Wagenhals. And on this episode, I'm making success simple with international real estate investing secrets. That's right. We're going to build a foundation of understanding so you can consider investing in real estate internationally for your own personal portfolio and enjoyment. And to help me do this, I have International Investment Authority, Michael Cobb from ECI International, where he has been helping individuals invest in real estate abroad for the past 30 years. So let's get started, shall we? Welcome to the show, Mike. After such an exciting summer, I'm excited to catch up with you yet again.
I know. It's nice to be back with you, Heather. We had some fun times in Vegas at the Freedom Fest, and we got to talk to a lot of people, and I think made a big difference and pushed the cause of freedom forward together. That was exciting.
It was awesome. And to be able to have a chance to meet you and interview you on Fox Nation was really interesting, because the more I thought about it, I said, you need to be on this show because we've never talked to anybody about international investing with real estate. So let's start our 101 class on international real estate investing. Why should we be even thinking about international real estate?
Well, great question, Heather. When you told me that at the interview, I think I almost fell out of my chair, because, I mean, that's incredible, because, you know, there's just so much world around, right? The United States, obviously, it's the world's biggest economy, but it's still just one of, you know, several, you know, whatever, 150 economies around the world. And so, you know, diversification has always been a key element of successful investment. And when we have all of our eggs in one basket, the U.S. basket, And you know, one of the things I think people kind of get tripped up on is, I think, well, I have foreign stocks. I've got BMW, Mercedes, Nestle, Toyota. So I've got foreign stocks. But generally, most people hold those stocks on the New York Stock Exchange or inside a fund or something like that. And so, yes, while there's diversification of the asset class to a foreign company, it's still really all in the U.S. basket. And so one of the things that we've been talking about for, you know, 30 years now, I've been working in Belize for 30 years. I started a little mortgage company there. It actually became a bank. We started our development company there 26 years ago. And so we've been working internationally. And I'm always surprised at the number of people who just never really gave it much of a thought. But once people's eyes are open that, oh my gosh, yeah, the world is a big place, and it actually is a pretty normal thing to do, to invest outside your home country. The Europeans do it all the time, right? The Canadians do a lot more of it than the US do. And so, you know, it's just sort of an eye-opening experience. And when people come to the realization that there is this big world and they can make investments outside the United States, that diversify their portfolio in significantly important ways, it really is wonderful to see that happen and see the transition that people make to go about doing it.
Well, I think that maybe there's like an arrogance about being American because we have the greatest country in the world. And a lot of us just limit our vision. You know, some people don't even travel within our country, let alone internationally. Right. And I think that probably when it comes to those people who are investing, maybe there's a concern that, oh, because this is a big world, maybe I don't speak a foreign language. How am I going to do this successfully without being scammed?
Well, you know, thank you, Heather. That actually is fundamentally the reason I think most people fear moving outside their home country, right? And deciding to make an investment overseas. It's this fear of being scammed or taken advantage of. And one of the documents that we've created, it's a beautiful book that I've written. It's called The Consumer Resource Guide to Property Ownership Overseas. And we talked about that on Fox Nation a little bit. And basically what it is it's a way to help people begin to change how they think. Because look, I agree. I would never bet against the United States. We're the largest economy in the world. There are just so many things that are awesome and wonderful about America. And maybe we're headed in a bad direction, but I'm optimistic that we can, you know, get pulled and go in a better direction. You know, I hope so, knock on wood, right? But at the end of the day, you know, we are in this bubble of protection or the nanny state. And coming from Freedom Fest, where I met you, a lot of people, we all talk about freedom and the benefits of freedom, the importance of freedom. But freedom and personal responsibility are truly, you know, two sides of the same coin. And if we want freedom in our lives, we must take personal responsibility. The problem is that when we move from this nanny state where we've got all kinds of consumer laws and consumer protection agencies and regulatory agencies and commercial, truth in advertising laws. I mean, there's just so much stuff around. It's all seller beware, right? That's what we're in. We're in this seller beware environment. And when we move outside of our home country to the developing world, we can go to Canada, Europe, it's pretty similar. But if we go to Latin America, Asia, right? If we go outside into the developing world, we immediately move into a zone of buyer beware. And because we've been cocooned for so long, we have all these assumptions about things, you know, it can be dangerous for us because we don't know how to act in this buyer beware environment. And so we've created this consumer resource guide for folks. It really is a document that helps people change how they think and start to think about things that they wouldn't normally think about to do well in a buyer beware environment. And once you do that, people might argue with that, but I actually think it's comparably safe to investing in the United States when you invest overseas, if you do your due diligence correctly, if you get it right the first time. And that's just a thought process. That's a shifting of how we think about things and the way we approach the process of due diligence.
I think you bring up a really, really good point about the difference between seller beware and the buyer beware, because here we're so protectionist, people don't have to know what they don't know. And then all of a sudden, they're going to go with that same naivete into a foreign market, and that's where they could get caught. I would imagine, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, wouldn't the same criteria for how I pick a house and what neighborhood I live in and all of that stuff still apply in a foreign country? I mean, I wouldn't want to buy in an unsafe neighborhood or a neighborhood that didn't have the amenities or the luxuries that I was looking for. I wouldn't do that here. So
right.
It would make sense that I would still keep those same principles for making effective decisions on real estate investments somewhere else, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Heather. You know, and I think many of us get, I'm going to call it the big things right. Right? The neighborhood, the amenities, the safety, that's all pretty fairly easy to gauge just by common sense, let's call it, right? Or a feel, right? We have a feel about the neighborhood. We have a feel about the kinds of things we like to do, the weather, you know, activities, things like that. So that's pretty easy. The place that people get tripped up, and we actually put 15 questions together in our consumer resource guide. And one of them is actually question number 4. And I just make the point that because this one is just so like, wow, you know, we don't know what we don't know, right? And the question is, you know, is this, is the home or condominium plumbed for hot water in all the bathrooms? And coming out of North America, we'd go, duh, yeah, of course it is, right?
Right?
But so you go into these beautiful condos. In fact, I'll send you something. You can put it up here. Maybe it's this beautiful condominium in Costa Rica, $400,000, $1 million views, Pacific Ocean, 3-bedroom, 3.5 bath, three suites, 3 master suites, right? If you go in 2 of the master suites, it's a beautiful bathroom. The lighting's great. Everything looks good. Beautiful fixtures. And there's, you know, it's the standard faucet, right? You got the faucet in the middle and the 2 handles. And you think, oh, I'm gonna turn on the 1. Yep, water comes out, turn it off. Turn on the hot water. Yep, water comes out, turn it off. And you'd say to yourself, you know what? Yeah, the hot water heater's not on. And the place is empty, right? But you have to get down. Now, see, this is what we don't know. You have to actually get down on your hands and knees, open up the sink underneath. Because what you actually saw in 2 of those 3 bathrooms was a cold water pipe coming out of the wall with a Y splitter so that both of the taps are, right. And while we get the neighborhood right, we get the
cube baths if you're not careful.
Ice cube showers. That's right. Woohoo. I mean, not for me, baby. Not for me. So, you know, so we don't know what we don't know. But again, if we just know a few little things like that, gosh, we can really get it right. And by the way, the reason a lot of people kind of go wacky, and I call it margarita madness, right? Like we never buy real estate on the spot in the US. I mean, you don't just walk into a place and go, yeah, I'll take it, right? No, but people do that overseas a lot. They're, you know, they're on vacation. They're having fun. They're doing all the fun things they like to do. They're drinking, right? And all of a sudden they get invited to go tour this property, right? They're walking down the beach and, hey, come tour our property. And, you know, we'll buy you dinner at Senior Frogs tonight. And you're like, oh, okay, whatever. Next thing you know, 2 hours later, you're writing a check for 10 grand, right? It's like, nobody buys real estate like that in the US, but overseas people do. And it's margarita madness, right? And again, lots of things trip us up, but there are just a few little things. If we can just slow down, pause, know the right questions to ask, we really can get it right the first time and have a tremendous experience. And by the way, you know, the idea of investing overseas, you know, is fundamentally, you know, look, people buy a lot of property overseas for vacation, for potential use, retirement. Although with the remote revolution, more and more people are moving overseas, right? Younger and younger, because home is, you know, home can be anywhere, and then they can work from anywhere, right? But the,
well, that's what Tim Ferriss taught us, and Tim Ferriss taught us that with the 4-hour work week, and then you couple that with the COVID lockdowns, and we're masters at that now.
Yeah, right. I mean, right. You're there in Phoenix. I'm here in West Virginia, and we're doing a show, right? It doesn't matter. I could be in Belize or Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Panama, Portugal. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, right? And so more and more people are taking advantage of that, moving to a wonderful lifestyle destination that they've always thought they might move to in retirement, but now they can do it 5, 10, 15, 20 years earlier, which is truly wonderful. It's wonderful for them, and it just creates a living experience that's tremendous. But you ask about investing, so I want to make sure we hit that real quick before we end up too, so.
Well, so what's great about this is our Keys to Riches financial philosophy. You just kind of reinforced a couple of the different keys as we're going on here. Key number 4 is knowledge is power, not knowing is powerful. And it's great that we know things, but the things that we don't know but should know are the ones that will hurt us. And you kind of reinforce that by, okay, well, what are some of these other extra steps that we need to be taking? The next key is key 5, and that's take emotion out of the picture with the margarita madness.
Right.
So as we're thinking about this, you know, because, you know, we have the 3-5 financial strategy, and so we're addressing some of our 5 areas of concern. And so we're wanting to start enjoying our lives now, because that's the whole point. You know, tomorrow was never promised. So we have to be able to keep our eye on the prize and our eye on the process. And so being able to go do this abroad lifestyle sooner might not have all of the resources that we need. Like, we can't write a check and pay cash for it, depending on what our age is and whether or not we have kids. So how does the investment change if you're paying cash versus financing? And can you structure it in a way that it's advantageous in either way?
Yes, absolutely, Heather. You know, there are some limited financing options overseas. I mentioned 30 years ago, I started a mortgage company. It became a bank in 2003. And our bank does provide financing throughout the region for North Americans wanting to own a property overseas, and mostly for lifestyle reasons. Investors are far better off borrowing money against a property in the U.S., for example, or U.S. or Canada, you know, North America, taking those funds and deploying them, you know, south of the border for an investment. That's going to be a much more cost advantageous way of financing an investment property. But for a lifestyle property, absolutely. You know, as little as 20% down, folks can have a beautiful home in many parts of Latin America. The one thing that you mentioned earlier, and I just want to circle back to it for a second, you mentioned the fear of language. And we've been working in Belize now for 30 years. And Belize is an English-speaking country of Central America. It is on the Caribbean. One of the islands, Ambergris Key, is a Caribbean island, and it's just spectacular. But the thing about Belize was, you know, 30 years ago, nobody had heard of it. You know, and 40 years ago, it was British Honduras. That's what it was called in 1981, 40 years ago, and it became Belize. But, you know, 30 years ago, no one had really ever heard of it. And so, you know, it was not very popular. And one of the things that we've put in a guide, I'd like to make this guide available to your listeners, your viewers, and it's our overseas investment guide for anybody thinking about, you know, making an investment overseas. And I would encourage everyone to take a look. It doesn't cost anything, just a little bit of time to take a look and consider it, right? Consider an investment overseas. Consider the importance of getting a few of your nest eggs in a different basket. And you can do it into hard assets. That's the beautiful thing. You can buy a beautiful home, condominium, rental property, say in Belize. And I am personally right now a big fan of Belize. Here's why. 30 years ago, nobody really had heard of it unless you were a serious fisherman or a serious diver. About 15, 16 years ago, the cruise ships started coming to Belize. Well, cruise ships bring mainstream tourists, right? And so popularity of the country grew. And in fact, in our overseas investment guide, we have this chart. I call it the popularity chart. And you can see that Belize is about halfway up this chart now. And why that's important is if you're an investor, you care about two things, acquisition price and cash flow. And sure, you can own a property in a very unpopular country. And we work in some of them, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Honduras. They're not very popular, right? Versus a place like Cancun, Mexico, or Cabo, or the Pacific side of Costa Rica, very, very popular. And so those cash flow very well, but the acquisition price of a property is significantly higher. So you've got low acquisition, low popularity, high acquisition cost, high popularity. Belize is in the sweet spot of this curve right now. And very few times in life do we get this sort of sweet spot opportunity. And then what I call the supercharger, which is English language. I mean, it's an hour and 40 minute flight from Miami, a 2 hour flight from Houston, so easy to get to. It's an English speaking country. It's in the sweet spot of the popularity curve. Pricing to acquire is still very, very affordable. Yields on cash flow are significant and will grow in significance as the country continues to become more popular. If anybody's looking for that first baby step to an offshore investment, Belize would be the place to look. And, you know, we have two branded products. We have a Best Western franchise and a Marriott franchise in Belize. And both of those are incredible opportunities. Truly, the Best Western, believe it or not, a beautiful studio condo, three blocks off the water for under $150,000 that cash flows incredibly. And it's a hard asset. You own it, right? And I'm not suggesting margarita madness. I'm saying, come on, get on an airplane, come down and visit, do your due diligence, go home, think about it. But if it's something you want to do, like, you know, just make the trip, come see it, you know, do the due diligence. But Belize right now is absolutely in the sweet spot of the market. And again, because it's English language, that's really the supercharger to it. So anyway, that would be the one pick today that I think would make sense for folks wanting to take that first step overseas and look at a hard asset cash flow investment outside the United States.
Well, that's super exciting. So I'm thrilled about this guide. So if folks want to find this guide, we'll have it at unlockyourwealth.com/ECI. That's Echo Charlie India. Make it simple for you guys. So that's unlockyourwealth.com/ECI, and then you can get the links to the guides. Now, if folks want to have a conversation with you, where else do they find you?
You know, the easiest way would be, we've set up an email so that folks from your program can come right through to us, unlockyourwealth@ecidevelopment.com. Those emails will forward into my inbox. And if you email me, I commit to sending you an email back. And if you want to get on the phone, always happy to chat with folks as well. Look, I'm a big advocate. I've been working overseas for 30 years. I love the sense of adventure. of the people who are considering an investment or a lifestyle overseas. I always enjoy meeting and talking with them, and I hope many of you will reach out and we'll have a conversation. It'd be wonderful.
Well, I'm thrilled, and now we have an international real estate investing authority here with you on the show. So thank you so much for being a part of today's episode. And for those of you without a pencil, never fear, unlockyourwealthtoday.com is here, where you can find Mike's show page and all of the links to his great resources and so much more. For my guest and international investing authority, Mike Cobb, I'm Heather Wagenhals. Now go out and unlock your wealth today.
UnlockYourWealthToday.com is produced by Heather Wagenhals and the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. Unlock Your Wealth Today and affiliated brands are copyrighted 2022 by Heather Wagenhals, all rights reserved. For more information about the Keys to Riches financial philosophy or this week's free strategy, please visit UnlockYourWealthToday.com.